toad frog.
And if you wanted to go fishing, what might you dig up to go fishing with?
Worms, earthworms.
Any other name for them?
Well, they call them Georgia wigglers. I don't know. They have them in Alabama there. You can raise them in a bed, make your bed. Get rich soil and put cornmeal on there ever so often.
Mm-hmm.
Those things multiply. And
what were they called in German? Do you remember?
What?
Worms.
Nah, that's what I tell you. It's been so many years since I thought. I can't remember those names.
Have you ever heard in English them called rainworm?
Ringworm?
Mm-hmm.
you better hope you don't get them. Yeah, that's a kind of a itch that comes on your skin and it makes it kind of a ring.
Uh-huh.
And brother, it really gives you a fit. Boy, and when you get this little bit warm, it burns and itches and hurts like fire, like nobody's been there. Mm-hmm. The way where the children used to get ringworms all over, but the grown people usually get ringworms around the upper part of their thigh,
mm-hmm.
inside of the inner thigh. And I'll tell you one thing, and there's one thing that would cure it, would absolutely cure it in a couple of days. That was just take a fig leaf and break it off and put that milk on right over the top of this.
Mm-hmm.
And it would cure it. Well, they've got a ringworm medicine that works almost as good
mm-hmm.
now. But that was the best remedy. That was a home remedy.
Just from the fig leaf?
Yeah, just the milk that comes out of the fig leaf. And it will, that's just like now they finally decided that soda is the most odor-absorbing thing that you can find.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've got body powder that's made with cooking soda.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the old-timers used cooking soda before they ever thought of that. old-timers, many times, years and years ago, they used cooking soda and for a lot of things, you know, besides cooking.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing, now, and then another thing, they found out that this plain starch
mm-hmm.
is the best thing when you galled it to put on it.
When you what?
Galled it, you know, raw.
Uh-huh.
Well, your starch, your plain starch, I had a friend of mine, a man I was working for, his son had some little children, little babies, and he wanted to know how I keep them from getting galled. I said, well, I'll just go get you some starch
mm-hmm.
and powder them with that. Well, and he said, well, what's that going to do? I said, well, it's going to stop them from galling, I tell you that. But it did.
That's just getting sores or just...
Well, yeah, you get galled from, like a baby, don't you know how a baby gets galled from the urine?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's, and the best thing to do is that they got several things out now that they put on a baby. Of course, they got these diapers now that you know they got something in there that keeps the wet and dampness from getting back on them, and it's wonderful and stuff. And the thing about it is, but today they've come out with a baby powder that's got starch in it now,
mm-hmm.
and they also come out with body powder that has soda in it,
mm-hmm.
because you can take soda and set a box of soda in your ice box. And you can leave it in there for 60 days or
mm-hmm.
so, and you can put cantaloupes or onions in there, and it won't make no difference. Your other food is not going to contaminate the smell with your other food.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is set an open box of Arm & Hammer soda.
Mm-hmm.
And of course now it doesn't belong before you, when you go down